You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Billy Rogers in the studio. Kia ora, Billy. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm good.
Hey, it's awesome to have you up here this morning. We're talking about Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa.
Yes, we are.
And also what's happening at the Others Way Festival.
Yeah.
Which is all very exciting things. Do you want to maybe tell us a little bit about Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa if people don't know about it?
Okay, cool. So Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa is a holiday program for girls, trans and non-binary youth, and the medium of the, you know, the kind of drawing force of the whole thing is music, you know. The people who come there are interested in learning music and, yeah, and that's what we do. And making original music.
But it's like a holiday camp, right?
Yeah, well, it's not a sleepaway. So the idea came from America, and that was sort of like a Camp America thing.
Right, okay.
But in New Zealand, it's a week long, and then you do go home at the end of the day. But you choose an instrument that you want to learn, and then we put you into a band, and you write an original song.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you make your own merch and do all that stuff?
Yeah, you make
as well?
Your own merch, and we do things like yoga and like mindfulness and like beat making and all these really cool workshops.
But you are there from like morning to evening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds so much fun. I've said this a few times, but it's definitely the kind of thing I wish had been around when I was at high school.
I know, right?
It seems like a really awesome and supportive way to encourage girls and non-binary and trans kids into something that is still unfortunately very sort of like, there's a lot of male gatekeepers into the music industry, you know.
And it's just freaky. Like, it's like really nice to provide like a judgment-free space to do that. And like, if you like music, like I remember wanting to play when I was 15, but it's like, was kind of too scary and I didn't really know what I was doing.
So. And also like, so do you provide the instruments and stuff?
Yeah.
Because there's that side of it as well. It's like, can you afford it?
Yeah.
Like, having someone teach you, like, do you have the access to it?
Yeah. And it's kind of really cool as well because we have kids coming who have never even touched an instrument ever before and we teach them to do it in that week. And then we have some quite, you know, kids who've really know what they're doing and they're kind of shredding like AC/DC kind of stuff, you know. But it's like nice to put them together and show them that they can work together still.
Yeah. And I think that's another thing that seems to be one of the key things that comes out of this camp is those connections between kids on the camp as well.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome to know that there are these communities that you can access that are there for you to like hang out in and be part of these music scenes. You know?
Absolutely.
So does that mean with the merch and the original song, do they perform at all, like wearing their merch at the end?
Yeah, they do. Like a lot of them did wear. We had Miss Crab come and do the merch workshop, the t-shirt making workshop, which was really cool. And a lot of them did choose to wear their merch at the showcase, which happens at the end of the week in front of like friends and family. And it's like a real gig. Like we had it at the Tuning Fork.
Wicked.
And it was pretty exciting. Like I would be like, oh my gosh, this is my first show. Like,
I would 100% so many wear my
chuck that on your CV. I just played my first show at the Tuning Fork, no big deal.
Like a picture of you in your merch, like shooting on stage.
But it's so amazing seeing them do it. Like they just band together and figure it out, like if they're nervous or, and they always get up, like you kind of think, oh my god, is this going to happen? But it always does. So
I love watching. I always watch like the Instagram stories and videos and stuff that get posted, and I'm just blown away. Like these kids, some of them haven't touched an instrument before the start of that week.
Yeah,
and they might not have even known anybody in their group before that week as well. And suddenly they've produced a really great song and done a really mean performance.
Yeah,
I love all the like synchronized dances that you get going on. It's really cool to
see. Made some friends as well. That's cute.
Hey, yeah,
it's nice.
It's all about the friends you make along the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
When does it happen?
It happens in January in Auckland, in Tamaki Makaurau.